James Ricketson arrived at Cambodia's Supreme Court in a prison van this morning to learn whether he'll be freed on bail. But he was unaware the decision had already been passed down. The court had rejected the application in his absence, later saying the van transporting Mr. Ricketson had been late. His nephew, Xander Ricketson, says he and the rest of the family, most of whom are based in Sydney, are very disappointed by the ruling.
He obviously really had hoped that this would have a more positive outcome, and it's a real shame that James hasn't been able to address the court.
Mr. Ricketson and his family had been waiting agonisingly for weeks for the ruling after it was delayed earlier this month, but it appeared over before it even began. Mr. Ricketson was ordered by the court to immediately return to the prison he's been detained in since June. His son Jesse Ricketson says it's been a frustrating process.
The original bail hearing was set for the 10th of January, which then got delayed and then delayed again. So now it's the 30th, so that's been 3 weeks that we've been waiting for this decision. You know, we've had the whole family anxiously waiting and hoping for good news, and unfortunately it hasn't gone that way.
The 68-year-old had been arrested over spying allegations after he flew a drone near a political rally in the capital, Phnom Penh. He's been charged with collecting information prejudicial to national security and faces 5 to 10 years jail if convicted. His son Jesse says the details of the charges remain murky.
Charges against him are very vague. We don't really have any kind of detail. No evidence has been produced at this point, and we don't really know exactly who it is that he's being accused of spying for.
Journalist Peter Gresta, who spent 400 days in an Egyptian prison on terrorism charges, has been campaigning for his release. He says based on his own experience, he understands how painful the bail refusal must be for Mr. Ricketson.
James appears not to be a threat to anybody physically. He's certainly not been accused of any crimes of violence. And so it seems, I know how frustrating it would be for him to have been denied bail, particularly when you're more than happy to comply with any of the conditions that the courts might impose on you, like relinquishing your passport and reporting to the police and so on.
Mr. Gresta says he's reached out to the Ricketson family.
I've been giving them some thoughts about the best way of tackling a problem like this. We've obviously had a lot of experience. We've walked in their shoes before, so we know and understand what they're going through. Look, I've been speaking to the family. I've been giving them some thoughts about the best way of tackling a problem like this. We've obviously had a lot of experience. We've walked in their shoes before, so we know and understand what they're going through, and we've been helping them with some thoughts on campaigning and strategy and messaging and so on.
Mr. Ricketson's case has been linked to the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party. Last year, the political party was dissolved by the courts during a crackdown under the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen that included the closure of media outlets. In a statement to SBS, Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs says it's continuing to provide consular assistance to Mr. Ricketson. He'll remain at Cambodia's notoriously harsh and overcrowded Prayasar prison, where his son Jesse says his health is deteriorating.
He's a 68-year-old man. His health is declining. He's got various conditions. He's got edema, swelling of his legs, various skin conditions, issues with his heart. As it stands, the conditions in that prison are pretty bad. He's in a 140-person cell and moving into the hot season, it's going to be very uncomfortable for him.
On Thursday, Jesse Ricketson will return to Cambodia to support his father and continue the fight to have him freed. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.